Okay, what I'd like to do now is, first of all, I want to apologize for the 15 minutes of last week's year, but the problems, the stress that 15 minutes caused me, I decided to take the thing from the top and bang my head against the wall, even though I thought it was Echem Ochoikim Imeni. And on Shabbos, I thought I had it, but I really had half of it. And Sunday, Monday, it basically panned out. So I'm going to try now to answer all the questions, okay? And may have to discard old approaches, but I want to put all the things that we have in the Rambam together to be able to deal with how you decide what isn't called Kabbonis, what is a separate mitzvah, you know, this big thing that he's making now, okay? Now, the first and most important point, and there are three points you have to make, okay? The three observations, and then we're going to say, okay? The Rambam talks about all the four teras, okay? Correct? Teres Chatos, Teres Oilo, Teres Oilo, Teres Chatos, Teres Oshem, and Teres Shlomim. Okay, then he introduces that there are four mitzvahs that apply to all korbanos, correct? Which is the mitzvah Mechus Zman, Tomim, Melicha, and Achilas Kotchim, okay? Then he introduces Teres HaMenoches, okay? So I personally, just for this observation, would find it very strange that the Rambam should talk about Kol HaKorbanos before he introduces the Korbanos which he wants to talk about, okay? So the rule of thumb is that Kol HaKorbanos is Teres Achatos, Teres Oilo, Teres Oshem, and Teres Shlomo.
And Ophos?
This, what?
Ophos.
It could be Ophos also. What he talks about here has nothing to do with Ophos, but, you know, I would find it difficult that Ophos wouldn't be included. But it's a little bit odd, he doesn't talk about Ophos at all, because he doesn't talk about Malik, you understand. So, in Mishneh Torah, it's pretty clear that Chatas Ophos and Oilus Ophos, because Teres Achatos and Teres Oilus, the way he puts it in, Perek Vav and Perek Zayin. That's pretty clear, okay? That's pretty clear, okay? The next issue, which we have to deal with, you have to point out very clearly, We have to point that very clearly. Open up Mitzvah Samach. And open up Mitzvah Samach Vav. Okay? In Mitzvah Samach, as opposed to the Tfus, the Rambam makes a very clear statement about what Mechusa Zman is all about. And this, he starts the three Korbanos, he starts in Mechusa Zman, you see the three mitzvahs which are Noig, Mechusa Zman, then he goes to Tomim and Melicha, I'm not sure which order, one of the two, whatever.
Tomim
and then Melicha. But he says in the mitzvah of Mechusa Zman, the mitzvah say, He says the following. He says, "Umitzvah zu tichlo kol korbanos, korban yochid v'korban tzibur im kol shinuye sugehem." This is not in for somebody left out a line or something like that. Okay. Now, if he's mentioning this, the important point that the reason why Mechusa Zman is a mitzvah, which is in Minyan HaMitzvahs, is because it's noig in these four korbanos. Okay, it's not because maybe it's not shayich mincha or whatever. That's not the issue. It's noig in these four korbanos. That's the clear point. Okay. And this is what's called korbanos, okay? See, even though he says in samuch, he says korban behemoth, And in Samach Beis, Samach Aleph and Samach Beis, he says Korbanos. It could be, it's true that it's all Korbanos, but it's not, it's, I would not necessarily say that it's sine qua non, it's just a coincidence, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it is Noyeg and all of that. That's not the important thing. And I don't believe that in Samach Aleph that he's introducing that Tomim might apply to Slotis or something like that. It's not clear to me that that's an argument at all to make it into a mitzvah which is Noeg and all the Korbanos, okay? Because he clearly says that all Korbanos before, it's enough in Mechus Zman to have all these four, correct? Okay. Then also, you have to keep.
You're distinguishing between Samach and Samach Aleph?
No, I'm saying it could be that in Samach Aleph and Samach Beis, okay, they might be Noeg in a broader category in the Dalai Kovas. Might be Noeg in a Mincha, okay? And Malicha certainly Noeg in Mincha. We'll talk about it, okay? But that's irrelevant to the issue of why it's a mitzvah. Because the Ram clearly in Samach says the fact that it's Noeg in all the four Korbanos is enough. Then the Rambam in Samach Vav, okay, before Samach Zayin, Samach Zayin is the Teres HaMincha. Samach Gimel, Samach Dalet, Samach Hei, and Samach Vav is the Teres HaOila, Teres HaChatos, and Teres HaOshem, and Teres HaShlomim. At the end of this discussion, in Teres HaShlomim, he has again a discussion of the all the four. So all the four are clearly limited to these four and nothing to do with Mincha. So I would assume, okay, you have lightning, cycling, tries, the three diukim, okay? Diuk number one is the whole Seder. Is the Seder of the Shoyish, right? That Malicha and Mechus Zman is mentioned before Mincha, right? So that is, in itself, to me, a reasonable case that it can stand on its own 2 feet, okay? Then, L'chay, what he's doing is he's contrasting. He starts off, that's the organization over here. He's contrasting. You have three mitzvahs, which are Noyim Kol HaKorbanos, and they're separate mitzvahs. However, when you talk about the conglomerate, they're four conglomerates. And what makes it into all the Korbanos? He clearly says the rule in Samach. And he clearly says again in Samach in Samach Vav, what are all the Korbanos? He says it in Samach Vav at the end, and he also says it in Samach. Okay? Is that pretty clear enough? Right?
Rabbi Smith Dyke that I'll call Shini Sugehem in Samach.
Call Shini Sugehem.
It's the same as Arba Shizugim Alalu in Samach Vav. It's the same Arabic word also.
Yeah, I would assume so. I would assume so. Call Shini Uehem. That's what he's doing. L'chur, it's the same thing. And L'chur, it's what he's talking about over here also. Okay? So I think that's pretty strong. Okay? Correct? I don't think you're going to break me. You're going to break me over here because I would find it difficult to make a statement different than this after three things, you know. Okay? Correct? Each one by, you see, the first one by itself is enough also to me, because where he's stating his rule, okay? Where he's stating the rule, see, he doesn't state the rule in Samach and in Samach Vav. The rule is mentioned in Sherish Yubayis. Where he states the rule before he mentions Teres HaMincha. Right? So if he's stating a rule before you mention Teres HaMincha, it means it doesn't necessarily require Teres HaMincha. Is that fair? Okay. So that, I think we're okay with that. That is Pasha number one. That's very clear. Okay? You see, if you start the opposite, which I started before, which is a mistake, where do all these Korbanos apply? And then let's decide from there what all Korbanos, that could logically be an approach. Okay? But there's nothing to support it except circumstantial evidence. Here, the text and the, you know, it supports it on three different ways, correct? That's strong, correct? Okay. Now, that's point number one. Okay. Now, we can ask the following question, okay? The Rambam, I just want to present the whole thing and the whole package deal again from the beginning. And you probably have to throw out, or you can decide whether you want them as alternate explanation. I think you might have to just throw out everything. Okay? Ask the following question. Isn't Shechita Noyeg in all the four Korbanos? Okay? All he's supposed to game. Okay. So, you know, what I said about that this wasn't suffering, I would have said that that's not about the Etz Mitzvah, that's a Tznai. It doesn't make the Shechita different Shechita. It's very difficult to say that, what I said. And, you know, if you think it's true, okay, but I'm not convinced about it, okay? And the Rambam might have even been troubled by this, because he makes a clear point to say that in Chatos and Oilo, the Shechita is part of the Teres of Chatos and Teres Oilo, correct? Okay. So I would say the following, okay? If the Torah, you see, what do you want to do over here? How are you going to make it into one mitzvah? You're going to say that a shechita by chatos, because there's no tzivui about all the korbanos, okay? You have a separate tzivui by chatos, and you separate tzivui by oila, and a separate tzivui by asham, and a separate tzivui by shlamim, okay? So the question, how are you looking at it? Why does the Torah mention it four times? Because usually, when you have a kefil to talk about Chayim O'inyan, why do you do it? In order to talk about Chayim O'inyan. But here, you're not doing anything because each one is talking about something else. So do we have any principle that you take four disparate things which we don't know how anything to do each other, which can reasonably be assumed that each one is a separate phenomenon, and to look at it as Torahs from each korban which the Torah says it about, then to try to make Yesh Me'ayin, to put from this conglomerate four separate things, which don't seem to be necessarily a broad shechita, but the shechita of each of the korban. So you say the Torahs Achatz and Torahs Oilah. That is A-OK, correct? Is there a problem with that?
I don't understand why it's not one.
Why should it be one?
But Tommy,
he talked about
Tommy mitzvah by each of the four. It says Tommy.
Yeah, but I don't. But there's a separate mitzvah called Tommy. I'm not sure if there would have been by Tommy by all of them we would have done anything. Because the Rambam, when he quotes the mitzvah, say he never quotes these Tommy's. He never quotes. He only quotes the Tumim. He never quotes.
But then what's his clout? It's got nothing to do with the fact that there are four there by other Korbanos. It's got to do with the fact that it's mentioned, let's say, outside.
No, I'm gonna that's the next point I'm gonna take care of it.
Okay, fine.
Okay, is there anything till this point that I didn't take care of? Your question I'm gonna take care of. That's in my notes, that's the next thing, okay? I'm trying to take care of these things one at a time, okay? Because we're going to jump, we're going to get lost, okay? So, okay? So now, okay, next, correct? So what's the next point?
Because it's a separate min korban, that's the reason I say it's
not a separate min korban. No, the korban, the shechita was formulated, the Torah is tereach, I'll say it even better. The Torah is tereach, Torah terachas. To mention the shechita in Oilo, in each of the Korbanos separately, okay, that want to say that it's part of the Teras, okay. So had, he's correct, had Tumim had not been a separate mitzvah klolis, okay, in the parasha of Balmum, I would have said the same thing by Tumim also. But the Torah didn't do that. Had there been a separate parsha of Shechita, I also would have done the same thing. But there's no separate parsha. There's only disparate mitzvahs, which are each individual korban. So the Rambam says, let's look at them as part of the Teres Achatas, the Teres Asher, the Teres Ashon. Okay? That's all fair. Okay. Now, I want to get to the other question. So I asked the question at the beginning, not the first year, the second time, not the first time, the second time around, I thought, what do you need all this rule of all the korbanos for? Okay? What do you need this rule for? In Mechus HaZman, it's mentioned a separate parasha. In Tomim, it's mentioned a separate parasha.
Melech also must be not the second part of the four.
Yeah, I know, but it's mentioned the parasha Mincha. You understand? But it's
that's
mentioned.
Not part of the four.
But it's mentioned. It's Al-Korban, Korban, Korban, Chadach Melech. It's mentioned in, and you could have said, okay, but it's right. So you say, and Achilles Kotchim is mentioned in seven parshas. What do you need the whole thing for? Correct. Okay, I think that's no kasha. I think that was a stupid question. Okay, it sounds like sounds so convincing that you think that I'm missed it, right? It sounds very convincing. Okay, so now I want to say that it's in the Rambam's frame of reference, this is stupidity. Okay, because the Rambam says that the main thrust of Minyan HaMitzvahs is about Inyone HaTeva. Besides having it tzivu, it's not the way the Rav Zecher Levocha said it from father, that it's only Inyone HaTeva in Aseh, but it's a mitzvah Aseh and a mitzvah Lo Yisaseh, but you decide whether it's two mitzvahs or one mitzvah by the Inyone HaTeva. That was basically the major rule which he formulated at the end of Cherish Yud Aleph, and also in Cherish Tess, and in many other places. Okay. Okay. So I ask myself, if I look at this per se, Mechus HaZman, which applies to all these four Korbanos, okay, even though it was a broad tzivui, where I would say this is the teras of the korbanos, or I would say it's a separate mitzvah in inyone atera. So I'm not sure that I would say that it's a separate mitzvah unless I have a general klal that those things which are noig in all the four korbanos, you don't look at them as part of the teras, you look at them as a separate mitzvah. And that's where the Rambam's coming from. That's what I would suggest.
Two necessary conditions.
Right. Okay. So that. Okay. I'm doing. I think okay so far.
Can you repeat that, please?
Okay. You see, the rule of thumb according to the Rambam, the rule of thumb is very simple. The rule of thumb is inyone atera. So if I ask you this sivui from Tumim, which applies to all the four korbanos, it's part of the Teres Achatas and Teres Asher, and Teres shouldn't count at all. You should look at it as part of the Teres Achatas. And this mitzvah, which applies to all the four, whether it applies to three, two, or one, it doesn't make a difference. Okay? But the Rambam says you need a new principle that which applies to all the korbanos, you don't look at it that way. Because the fact in the separate parasha doesn't tell you anything, because we look at the Inyone HaTeira. And the Inyone HaTeira, independent of where it's placed. Okay, therefore the Teres HaMincha, or the Teres HaOila could be in a little bit in Vayikra, a little bit in Tzav, but it's the same Inyan, so it's all one mitzvah. That's Beseda, correct? Okay? So now we're okay. If I not taking care of okay. Now I want to take care of a problem which was also Echem Mechetli. What does the Rambam want? Putting Okay, good. That's then I'm getting further than you expected, I think. What does the Rambam want when he, in Peites, see, you see, in, let us start with this, in the Shoyrish, he puts together four mitzvahs in the Kol HaKorbanos, okay? Right? He has Mechus Zman, and Tomim, and Melicha, and Achilles Kodshim, okay? In Minyan HaMitzvos, he does something counterintuitive, okay? He introduces three of the four to contrast them. He has Samach, Samach Aleph, and Samach Beis. Three of the four is that which is Noeg in all the Korbanos. Then he has the Teres of Ola, Chatos, Osham, and Shlomim. Then he says, you know something? I'm going to put Achilles Kodshim in Peites. All the way. What is going on over here? Okay. So a priori, something is going on. Okay? And I would have assumed, the rule of thumb, even though you can disagree with me, I would have said that the rule of thumb over here, okay, is that the Rambam changes his mind, okay, and felt in Minyan HaMitzvos, it's not necessary to put Achilles Kodshim in the category, okay, of Kol HaKorbanos, and it can still be a mitzvah. And therefore, and it might not be Noeg in Kol HaKorbanos, and therefore he puts it, he tucks it away, the same way he says that by Mincha is a separate mitzvah, even though it only applies to Mincha, Peches, Peites, Achilles HaKorbanos is also a separate mitzvah. Okay. Now, next step, the observation is amazing. I probably mentioned this problem a few times, but I always thought it was Ech Kamucha Kimimani. But it's very clear that the Rambam did not do this. This was not an accident of the pen, okay? This was premeditated, okay? The question is, what did he have in mind? What did he want here? Okay? Can I continue? Okay? The answer is, I think, very simple. I think what the Rambam did over here is in the Shroshim, he accepted approach very similar to Rashi, and the Minyan HaMitzvos he denies Rashi, and therefore you have to put it in a separate category. Okay, we have a clear Gemara in Pesachim on Nuntes, which seems to say that there's an assay of Achilles Kodshim. And Rashi over there says like this: Bishal Yemois Hashana Im Hevi. Shalmei Nedova Kodem Atomid Vuhu Hoye Mechusa Kippurim Vim Lo Yovi Kaporosa Lo Yochal Shlomo. Right? He's Mechusa Kippurim, but he's a Zah. Tichsiv V'ochlu Isam Ashikupo Behem Almo Achilles Kodshim Asehi Bein HaNecholim the Kohanim Bein HaNecholim LeYisrael. Basically, the fact that Torah talks about Ashekupu Behem is just a, the Torah happened to be talking about it there. But that's not part of the Etzem Mitzvah. The Etzem Mitzvah is V'ochel Oysam, and applies to all Korbanos. Okay? If that's correct, and the Rambam embraces something like Rashi, then one would have no problem saying V'ochel Oysam Asher Kupo Bohem applies to all Korbanos, all the four Korbanos, V'ochel Oysam Asher Kupo Bohem, not Mincha, right? And it should be a separate mitzvah, Minyan HaMitzvos, correct? And that's what I assume his opinion in the Shoreshim is. Okay? However, in Asei Pei Tes, he reverses himself. And that's why he puts it in a different place. And the answer is very simple. Because he stresses there, and he quotes the Teres Kohanim, the Kapora is the Chaloshim, and the Ochlo is the Meshekupa Behem. And he stresses that it's Zichre Kuna. So this is not an essay which applies to all Kabbalahs. He talks about Nigres Hacha Mitzvah. Okay. It's difficult for me. You see, let's even start. You see, you always like to start. You see, you don't like when you say forced Torah, because your back is against the wall, it's almost like, you know, it's artificial, okay? Correct? If I would ask you, forgetting about the problem over here, when the Ram introduced a new category of Nigreris Acha Mitzvah, and he goes out of his way to say the Nusach HaMitzvah and quotes the Teres Kohanim of the Ochla Shemakupu Behen, what is the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah Achilles Kohanim Zchorim Achilles Sheish B'Kapor? And there happens to be, you can tag on Achilles Kochim Kalim by the Chozav Shoyek or the Shalmei Tein or whatever it is. And the Truma, okay? And the Truma, okay? Which you don't know how that even gets in. That's an amazing thing. Because in that bossa, we don't know, you know. You know, if you want to tell me that Truma is the mitzvah of Ochel Tzimekupah, you know, you're going to have a very hard time doing that. So the Rambam reverses himself. And he starts with the Teres Kohanim. Because he's clear to him, this is not in Kol HaKabbalis. Okay? Okay. Now, we have a problem. Correct? Okay, is that so far, you know, the steps, any steps that are taken, you know, as nebulous as it was last week, I apologize, okay, as nebulous as it was last week, but the 15 minutes were the impetus to do this, okay? As nebulous as it was last week, this, I think every single point over here is a very clear point, okay? It's a very clear point, okay? Now, however, it's all a very clear point, but you have a problem, okay? So maybe, say, that the Ochlois of Shekupah Behen should be part of Teres Achatos and Teres Osho. Okay? Correct? So I ask you the following question. And this, if I'm correct, this is going to be the finish, okay? This, the question is like this, okay? Okay, now, you're following me. Is there anything I said? You want to break it? I'm ready. Okay, break it. No, I'm not here to try to pull rank over here. You can break it. Adraba, okay? It's Teri Hivluma Mitzvah. The next step, okay? The next step is like this. I ask you the following question. Kapara of the Korban, is that part of the Teres Achatas, the Maisa Korban? Or you put it under the Teres Hakrov of the Chatos? Not the Teres Hakrov, the Chavis Gavra. You see, the Rambam has, if you recall, we said that was the Chiddush of the Rambam, and we said that the Bahag also happens to agree with it. No, Rambam's not having polemics about the Bahag. The Ramban disagrees with it, okay? The question is, can you have on one hand a mitzvah of Avos HaKorban and the Gavra and have a separate mitzvah of the Chefs of the Korban Chatos and the Chefs of the Korban Oilo and the Chefs, okay? It's Dinim, the Chefs of the Korban, okay? If I would ask you, where would you put Hajin Kapor? You see, if it's a Maisa Chivu, you eat it, that's what happens to the Korban. I understand it could be the Teres Chatos, okay? And especially, okay, I can imagine that. But if I tell you that the Achil is Machapir and the Kohen does it, the Kapora is incumbent upon whom? The Kapora is part of the Teres HaKorban? all that Torah is part of the Chavis Gavra who's supposed to bring the Chatos. So I would have told you, and you can pick whichever you want, if I would have been asked to pick, and that's, that I want you to know, that's the key to true Lomdus, at least how I was brought up, okay? That if you would have said this independent of the question, then it's strong. If you only said it's fair kasha, fair kasha, mus mizoger zeh, you know, that's brichslos, okay? So if I would have asked you, okay, is this part of Teres HaChatos, or this is part of the Chavis HaKov of Chatos? What would you have said?
Second.
It's part of Teres HaKov of Chatos. Then I ask you a different question. The Chavis HaKov is in the Bailim, okay? And if the Kapora is to Achilles Kohanim, you could imagine that should have been a Chilik of the mitzvah of the Havah, or would have been a separate mitzvah? See, if it's part of the Teres HaKorban, and that's the Chatos, it's the Chefs is Machaper, and that's what it is. So I understand it could be part of Teres HaChatos, and Achilles Kochin could have been part of it, and therefore the Rambam introduces the rule here in the Shroshim, okay? But if you look at it, because the mitzvah is the Achilles of Machaper, and the Zichrikuna Shabbat. So I would have told you that it's ridiculous to assume that it's part of the mitzvah of the agava to bring the chatos, okay? So the fact that it counts as a separate mitzvah has nothing to do with our shayish. And that's why it puts it over there in Peites and Sholom Yisrael. And that's why I'm dealing with, and that's why I say that I think I've dealt with all the questions that we had with. If there's any question you had, you sent me last week. Please tell me I haven't answered. I'll try to deal with it. But I think that we've dealt with everything, okay? And you have to make a decision. If you think it's so strong and this is the way to go, we can just erase everything and say, Kishem Shibalti Chala Drisha, Kachi Balti Chala Prisha and Shalom Yisrael. Okay, next. Okay, you okay? You know, Adelaba. Okay? Next.
The notes are all fixed up like this?
No, you have to tell me that this note is here, okay? It's here, okay? You'll find it in the thing if you want as footnote 73 at the moment, okay? And you can knock out everything you think should be knocked out or put it in course, okay?
It's a stupid show.
Okay, good. Beseda. But you understand that, you know, that's what I've been related to at the moment, okay? I think this all, mamish, everything, you know, think about it, because, you know, I'll be very appreciative. If you can break this, then I have to go back to what I said before. If you can't break this, this is it. Because it's very simple, and it's all the kasha, and it fits in all, it, all the information fits. And there's nothing that I said that's counterintuitive. And that's the important thing. Okay, next. Next. So that was this. Okay, now, I think I took care of, even though I did it fast, I don't think I have to go over again, about the Reish HaGeiz and the Maaseh Rishon, the difficult Rambams, but whatever was said with the Chof Dal Matnas Kuna, we took care of it last week, okay? So now we go on to the next thing. There are basically two more parts in the Shurish, okay? One is to take care of this part of Menachos and Melicha and Chlitza. And the other is his sequel. Okay? His epilogue. Okay? Okay. Now, Ubavu Shenela Mizruseinu Asherish Hazeh. Vloi hilgishu boy klau. Vloi hisigu oisai. Okay. See here is a very interesting thing. He says he missed the point. And it's clouds. Sometimes in some of the Shoshim, he says that he's not uniform. Okay? Here, he missed the boat completely. Okay? Klal, correct? Boy, I don't know what the difference is. Boy, again, it's okay. And he's not even clear who Zulaseinu is. Whether it's the, we don't know who it is, correct? In this part, this is the Bahak, okay? Achi Giyu Shimnu, Mitzvif Neatzmon, Yitzikois, Blilois, Psisois, Mlichois, Hagoshois, Tnufois, Ukmitzois, Vaktolois. So Vaktolois by Menochis, okay? Vuloi Yodu, Ki Elu Kulom, Hem Chelke Melechas Amincho. Okay? Vizeh Shanach Nitzavinu Shanakiv Mincho, Viakach Bolavaye Vizeh Hashem, Aleize Dova Neufo. Vihi Teres Amincho, Vioma, Shihi Tiye Menasoilis, Oh, min alechem also a teya kach, oi teya kach, kloim a machmas a machesh a mafeitano, okay, good, say that. V'yuvlal, v'shashem en al shia kach, v'yaso yisei pitim, v'yusim olov ha-melech, v'alavoyno, v'yagish, v'yonif, v'yikmot, the melech is before kmitza. I can tell you a few guys that it's not true. Why he did this way and what's he talking about, I have no clue. But I think, you know, I can tell it to you, but I think it's really superfluous, okay? It's very clear that the, because you do the melicha only on the kmitza, not on the part of the mincha, on the shrine, which you're not makrim, correct? Okay? V'yon v'ichot mimenu, v'yaktir al aponim shebi'alnu pi'ashim b'mkoyim m'seches b'nochis. So I assume, you know, here, I don't know if it's my job to go through all the Pirush Mishnayis in Menochos and say exactly where he explains it, but that's what he's referring to. Okay? Correct? I'm not sure if he gained anything by that, because I don't know if anyone's going to really, you know, okay, say that. V'elu kulam helcheke ha-melocha v'aladova osri alatei azeh kuloi yipol shem ha-mincha. Okay? Correct? Now, here we go. First of all, the Baha clearly agrees with Rama's principle that the Chaybis HaKrova and the Teres Achatos are two separate mitzvahs. Okay? At least in some of them. Because you look at this in the mitzvah Kumbaseh, mitzvah Nedorim, Nedorim is for Elus Hashlom. The Kumbaseh is the Chavis Gav for that Krov. Then he has, in the Parshis, Parshis Oilu, Menochus Hashlom. So, Lachayu, that's the Teres. So that's okay. The problem is, you know, with that you say, the Rambam doesn't even talk about over here in the Shurish. That's what the Ramban attacks him about, okay? Because he's not having polemics with the Bahag, because the Bahag agrees about that. The polemics are, once you have this concept of Teres, you can't count the Chalkei HaMitzvah. And that's the issue. And that's what he's attacking him about. And that's what he says, Yitzhak, that's what he goes wild about this, okay? Okay. And again, the Chelke Mitzvahs are the issue of the Teres, not about the Maisakov of the Oil, correct? Not about the Kumbaseh. It's the din of the Teres. And that's what I was always telling you about. That's okay. Now, there's something very odd, okay? So you have to look now how he counts Yitzikas, Blilas, Psisais, Mulichais, okay? So I just want to tell you, okay? It's true. You could take the Rambam to task that he has the order reversed and confused, okay? About Melicha, okay? But he's really copying the Bahag, because the Bahag in his minion has Melicha in this now. I just want to read to you just part of it, and then we'll go back. I want to talk about the whole thing. Because the Bahag in his minion and mitzvahs, keep your finger on things. Yitzikos, Blilos, Psisos, Melichos, Tnufos, is that Hagoshes, he has them reversed, okay? Kmitzos, Haktoros. Then he goes to Shechitas, which is not negated to us now, okay? So it's interesting, hello. You know, the amazing thing is, the Rambam makes his grandstand, okay, about Menachos, okay? He doesn't make, and all the different ones, he starts making a big deal about it, okay? And he mentions that Shechita thing, when it comes to Shechitas, he clearly says that it's part of this and part of that, but he doesn't make a grandstand against the Bahag. He doesn't even mention it, because he's only talking about the Mincha, correct? So I would tell you, because even though the Rambam mitzaded the way I said it, you shouldn't put them all together as one mitzvah of all kabbalists, he can imagine someone doing it, but it's not mistabit. Okay? So if it's not mistabit, you can't say, lo egishu beklavu, sigoi sachig you. You want to make such a statement, it's only in terms of the ones about the mincha. That's what I would tell you. In other words, my statement about Shechitos, I think I would say like that, okay? But if someone would say differently, you know, he's not, I don't want to use, you know, he's not, you know, it's not the...
He's not missing the ball.
Okay, not missing the ball. Okay, I want to say in a nice, you can't, you know, it's the Bahá'í, you know, you understand what I'm saying? But when you make such a statement about Psisas, these things, this completely, this completely confused. And that's what he says. B'li Gisha boy, Klau, B'li Sigoisa. Okay? Because right after Akhtores, the Bahag mentions Melichos, and he seems to almost be copying the Bahag over here. Verbatim, it's just that the Tnufos and Agoshes are reversed. And even the lack of order, the Melichos is there. The same confusion in the order. And he doesn't say anything about Shechitas. And he only sets up the rule about the four Torah's Korbanos only to say that he's not arguing with anyone. He'll only say that the other ones that are not in the Torah's Korbanos, he's not having polemics with anyone. He starts the polemics over here. So that's what I would tell you, that in Shechita he could have imagined someone saying not like that. But he disagrees, okay? So there's not a polemics, only Mestaba, and he quotes it like that. But when you come to an issue of something like Melichos and Psisos and Agoshes and Tnufos and then, you know, and you count that, that already is off. And that's Lo Egishu Beklal. You say that? That's fair? Okay. Now, next point. There's something over here which I'm very confused about. Okay? That's good. Okay? There's something here which I'm very confused about. Because you look at Mitzvah Kuf Pei Gimel, not in the Rambam, the Bahag, Kuf Pei Gimel, in the Aseh. Listen to the way he does it. And the Rambam doesn't take him to task about it. I can't even believe, it's difficult to imagine how serious the Bahag is about this. Listen to what he says. Mitzvahs Kohanim, La'aseis, Mitzvahs Kohanim, see, Mitzvahs Kohanim Lasis would be okay. mitzvahs kohanim lilmoid la'asos. Yitzikos, ublilos, upsisos, mulichos, tnufos, hagoshos, kmitzos, haktoros, shchitos, umlikos, kabolos, hazois, hashkoas seita, arifas eglo, tayos, abitzeret, odom, begodim, ubatim, lisis kapayim. Mitzvahs Kohanim, Lilmod La'asos. Okay. So I would have assumed there's a vav missing at least. Because see, if he says Lilmod La'asos, his job is to sit and learn to know how to do it. And the mitzvah's over. Okay? And I certainly can't believe that the Rambam interprets him like that, because the Hasog over here doesn't reflect that at all. Okay? So I would have said that the Rambam interprets it as, if he has that girsa, Lumo glasses. Okay? But we still have to ask the question, what's the Lumo? Okay? So it is true that you make a case that the Lumo is the Raisa. Okay? You can make a case. The Fush Gemara Chul. Because the Gemara says in Chavdal Manalim, Kosav echoroi mi ben chomesh v'yesim shana v'mayla v'kosav echoroi mi ben shleishim I ef shaloi ma shleishim shekvar nema chofhei v'yef shaloi ma chofhei shekvar nema shleishim okay, it's a chofhei lumoi u'shleishim la'voida. Okay. So Rabbi Yisai, the best this is, I can imagine, is that it's a hechshef la'voida. And you have to go back to Sher's Yud, okay? And to say this is more than a drasha, not mafurish b'teira, you know, what are you going to do with Sher's Beis? And kilu is a mitzvah, balumoy, the ches. I don't get it 100% what the big deal is over here. But that's not my issue now, because that's part of the Sher's. I certainly should point it out, inshallah ma'isa, okay? Next point, okay? Now, there's something very odd going on over here. Now, I want to show you something, and, you know, I was confused about it, maybe I'm not confused about it now. The Rambam mentions Malichas over here. In fact, the Biskurov, what are you talking about, Malichas L'chal? Okay. Is you already mentioned Malichas as part of the mitzvah of Malicha? Okay. Correct. So I'm not sure how bad this is, okay? Because the first thing he say, he's quoting the Bahag about Malicha. And he's not really, you know, maybe he's not serious about this. Maybe he hit Malicha for a whole different issue also. Okay. Maybe you could have said that, he says it's Teres HaMincha. All this is Teres HaMincha, correct? So I'm not sure how bad that is. Because you can say, Eve deny my rule about that which is not even called Kabonis. But Lamaisa is, then the Malicha would be part of the Teres HaMincha anyway. And counting it the way he is in the middle of Mincha doesn't make any sense. You know? Biskurov Zichonu, and okay, I could have said that. And then I could have said that if you open the Torah and you look, it says in the Torah, in Vayikra, Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Gimel, V'chol Korban Minchoscha B'melech Timloch, and the end of the post, I'll call Kabon Chatak of Melch. So I would have said, you know, He'oni Hadal, that there are two things in the post. There's a Sivui by Mincha, okay, by Melch Timloch. And then there's a Sivui of Kobonis. And the Ram quotes the tzibur or korbanos before as a separate mitzvah, and the tzibur by melech, he quotes exactly where it should be, correct? The tzibur by melech by menoches, he quotes over here, and that's also a seder. Okay?
That's Biskara.
No. That's what I would have said. There's no problem over here. Okay? I would say there's no problem. Okay. Comes the Biskara. The Biskara doesn't say that. Okay? And maybe because the Gemara Menachos is going, quotes the Pasuk Melech Timloch to say that Melech applies do me the Melech, do me the Mincha, the whole Sug in the Chof and Menachos, that uses it to be mashlim dinim, not as a separate mitzvah say, and maybe conclude that b'melech timloch is not a separate mitzvah say, and that never was the issue, okay? Biskurov says that it's very clear in the Gemara in Menachos, if you look at the Seder Gemara Menachos, that it's talking about a din in Korban Mincha, the whole discussion of Shmuel and the other issues. So the Gam saw clearly in Gemara Mincha that Melech is a clear din in Mincha, okay? The question, where did he get it from? Okay? So, that's basically, you know, the truth is, you could have said that the Gemara Menachos is mashma, that there's no separate asay kilu of Bamelech Timloch, but it's only to mashlim dinim. You might get the impression from Menachos and the Chof. You might get the impression from the Teres Kohanim. And you also, the Ram doesn't quote. The Ram quotes in Yisurim Mizbeach. The more Menachos, Chof and Aleph. Leitanabe Kro, Voksi, Bechol Kabon, Min Choscha, Bamelech Timloch, it's Shonol Kosal Akiv. Hahumi Boile, Lechasanya, Ilunema, Korbamin Bamelech, Shomeani, Afilo Eitzim, Vidom, Shiniku Korban, Tamaloima, Mincha. Ma Mincha, Mihele Shachem Boim Chayvola? Of course, Shachem Boim Chayvola. So it's not a peculiar thing by Mincha. Okay? And then you have the Teres Kohanim, and you have the Ram Perek Hei Bisui Mizbeach, Halochi Yiralef, Mitzah Seilem Noyach, Kol HaKobonis, Kodim Shialu Mizbeach, Shenema HaKol Kobonecha Takiv Melech, Ve'en Lecha Dobre Shekol Mizbeach, B'lei Melech Chutz Miyayin Uvnesochin Vadom Va'etzim, so the Chayur applies to Mincha also. And he's not quoting anything, so you know. So this is what the Biskarov does. It's just very odd, and I'm very confused. He quotes that the Gemara, as I quoted that here. Where do you know the Ikuv, okay? Biskarov says the reason why it's mentioned over because the din by mincha is a separate aloch, it's ma'akev in the mincha. Okay? So the question is, where should you quote it? How do you know it? So I would have wanted it to be from the assay. And then, Mamelech Timloch, you know, oh, gvaldik. But the Ram Mishneh Torah derives it from the Ashora, of the Sashis Bris, Mamelech, Me'al Minchoscha. So, you know, to make a separate assay, and you have to have a shayla about chelke mitzvahs, l'chayr you can only have a discussion about chelke mitzvahs if something you're talking about is an assay. But an ashora, that should make, because we know, right? And you couldn't even make, so maybe you should make two ashoras, so we can't even do that. Because even Noam Avusha, if a Torah says one time no, you say, whatever it is, there's korban, no sashes bris melech, and there's kor, and there's melech. So even if it's two in yonim, you're ready to say that, but one lav and two in yonim is not worse than Noam Avusha. So I just don't get the issue once the Rambam says in Mishneh Torah that the Iku comes from the Lav, what the Rambam wants over here, okay? Because the Biskalov is saying the separate thing from Mishneh, from the Minchas, because of Iku. That's why the Rambam's mentioning it over here. I just don't get what it is. But on the other hand, I'm also very confused what the Lav of all Kabbalahs is, okay? Because you read the Pasuk, Leisaspris Pris Melech Mi'al Min Chasecha, okay? And that's the Lav of all Kabbalahs. The Ham quotes, you look, hello? I think it's maybe Shinya Beis. You know what he does? I think it's Shinya Beis, if I'm wrong. He says, Leisaspris Pris Melech. And that's the Lav of all Kabbalahs. Is it something like that? Am I wrong? Okay, maybe I'm wrong. No? Sorry. Okay. But that's what it is, okay? Okay? So this is odd, okay? Now next. Now, we have this. Okay, now... Ochein, im kein, a mitzvah, he tzivich divorish, a tia meleches korban, halechem, a sadish, na gveno, a seder zeh, kuloi, vidimion, eilu advorim, be mitzvah, a mincha, kloem, a yitzikah, va blilis, va psisis, a mincha, va tnufa, va goshe, va kmitz, va ktoro, hu kmo she om yisala, be chalitza. The same thing. V'chol tzum na'ara, v'yorku, v'fona, v'tzah seder dvorim, and v'yon tzah v'yomo, כמו מצחליצה אחס, לונים לחליצה וקיקה וקריה, אחרי שהמקובץ מהם היא מלכס החליצה, והיא מצווה אחס. Interesting. It's the מקובץ, not the חולץ of נעלה, it's the מקובץ. Even though the נעל, everything else is not ליקובה, and the חליצה is ליקובה, but the mitzvah is the whole thing, okay? And you can't say the issue is because there's a shrana, is a raw by, and that's the issue by Mincha, and it's not by Chalitza, because that's not the point that that's a side point in the Sheresh, that it becomes all one mitzvah, even though there's a Shran afterwards. But that's not the issue here, because the issue of the Sheresh, the Ram starts out, Shalom Limna Chalke HaMelach, and Shalom HaYisrael. The other issues of how you put it together, that's side benefits of the Sheresh, correct? Okay, now... Next, the last point, and okay. V'zeh lo yale el mishik advom b'tchilas ha-machshova v'yosim iyun sichloi bohem k'mo she'omu aleyem ha-sholem agev shitfei omra k'loima b'li histaklus el b'tchilas ha-iyun. Okay. So, Mitz Hashem, what I'd like to do next week, because not going to be enough time now, just to evaluate what's agev shitfei, and contrast it with the tshuva of the Chavetz Yoyeh, which the Chofetz Chaim quotes in the Chofetz Chaim, and whether the Rambam agrees with the Chofetz Chaim, and whether the Bi'aloch himself might be soys himself in what he says in Sefer Chofetz Chaim, and then in Mitzvah Hashem will start Sheresh Shlosh Esrei, Bli Neder, okay? Hatzlocha Rabba, and a good Shabbos, and a Chag Sameach.